Pawn Stars Rick Harrison reveals son died of fentanyl overdose, blames border crisis. By Paul Bois on January 22, 2024. Rick Harrison, one of the chief talents on Pawn Stars, revealed that his 39-year-old son, Adam, died from a fentanyl overdose that he blames on the border crisis. Rick confirmed Adam died of a fentanyl overdose in a statement to Fox News. "Yes, I can confirm Adam died from a fentanyl overdose," Rick said. "The fentanyl crisis in this country must be taken more seriously. It seems it is just flowing over the borders and nothing is being done about it. We must do better." Adam never made an appearance on Pawn Stars, but he did work at the Gold and Silver Pawn before the reality show catapulted to success in 2009. The fentanyl crisis, much of which comes from the southern border, has swelled to epidemic levels in recent years as the border continues to remain open. Last year, for instance, San Francisco had its deadliest year on record from overdose deaths due to the rise in fentanyl, per The Guardian. In the first 9 months of 2023, the Northern California city saw 692 people die of overdoses, more than in the entire year of 2022, according to new data reported by the city's medical examiner. The city is on track to see more than 800 deaths this year, topping its highest year ever, 2020, when it saw 720. August was the deadliest month on record, with an overdose death every 9 hours. The deaths in San Francisco come despite a blitzkrieg of policies aimed at stemming the crisis. And experts warn that a new and troubling trend is emerging. More and more victims are found to have consumed both fentanyl and methamphetamine. In December, Arizona candidate for the U.S. Senate Carrie Lake, R., said during an interview with Breitbart News that fentanyl coming up through the southern border is a weapon of mass destruction. "I met one mother who said, 'My daughter took half of what she thought was a Xanax pill and was dead. A half of any pill should not kill you. It's enough to kill you, and we've got to wake up.'" Finally, the Democrats are at least starting to say the word, but they're part of the problem, she stated. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.